The nature of residential lending has changed significantly in the United States during the past 40 years. One major shift is in the source of funds for loans as the industry moved from regulated depository institutions to the sale of mortgage-backed securities sold in financial markets. Regulated depository lenders dominated the residential mortgage market until the late 1970s. Prior to 1980, savings accounts, held by institutional or regulated lenders, accounted for over 75% of the money used for residential lending in America. Rising interest rates forced depositors to withdraw their funds from lower interest-bearing savings association accounts and move them to higher-yielding investments, such as money market funds and certificates of deposit. The 1980s saw the collapse of many savings and loan associations. As a result, the influence of savings associations in the mortgage loan market diminished.